from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the lunchtime hour on Tuesday, and we're back on track. I know we were raising money for the Jimmy Fund last weekend, but we are back with our friend Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston. It was brought to us by FlexCar. Save thousands with your flexible car lease at FlexCar.com. Tommy, good afternoon.
Andrew, good afternoon. How are you today?
We're fantastic today. I guess better than Matthew Judon, who shot his way out of town and is not getting the contract that I think he thought he was going to get at least right away. You know, now that the Judon thing is done, and you've heard from him now, Tommy, we've heard him talk about what the negotiations were like with the Celtics. Has Judon said anything in the last 24 hours that has altered or changed whatever opinion you may have had on this whole situation?
No, and I think my opinion kind of diverged from yours and, to a lesser extent, Christian's. I thought throughout this, you had a guy who was carrying on a holdout contract impasse, I should say, in a unique way. He made his points mildly clear, but he was also out there at work, you know, making $6.5 million, which is probably 15, well, 10, 12 less than he probably ought to. And he was out there taking part in practice and kind of working his ass off, except for the little dust up, which, you know, he tamped down his ego and came back 2 days later and partook in things. So to me, you've had a guy who was very realistic about the fact that I signed a contract. I'll have to play for that. And I thought that that was unusual in 2024 professional sports, that you had a guy who actually was acknowledging the things that we so often say in the media and his fans. Hey, well, he signed the contract. He actually was saying that and was doing it. So I thought he carried it on with a level of dignity that you guys might roll your eyes at that word, but it was unusual compared to a lot of contract impasses.
So, Tom, what does it tell you about this organization, Elliott Wolff, new management, new head coach, when you have two offers with the same deal, the Chicago Bears and the Atlanta Falcons, and they allow the player to pick which team they want to be traded to?
It tells me that they're very, very concerned about how players feel about them, that they're hopeful that their treatment of Judon filters back through the organization, through the locker room, and to other players around the league, and allows them to say, you know what, they'll do right by us. So maybe it's an effort to make themselves a more appealing destination because of the way they quote unquote treat players, as opposed to, you know, saying, well, we're going to send you wherever we have to and get the highest compensation we can, which is kind of your edict as a general manager anyway, you know, to do that. But it's also a bigger picture approach. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's the right way to do it. But that's what it tells me as to what their motivation was.
Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston here with Gresham Fauria. Are you surprised the Brandon Ayuk situation is not settled yet?
No, he doesn't seem like he knows what he wants to do. And that's why, again, and maybe I'm erring too frequently on the side of the team for your guys' preferences. You know, we've crossed swords on it before. But I oftentimes, from my position and vantage point, I look at what the team is thinking. And I did it when Bill was there. And I often say, well, I get that. And I do. I get why they pushed away from the table on Ayuk. I get why they pushed away from the table on Ridley and said, you know what? He's just not that into us. So I'm not surprised about Ayuk. They looked at it and said, you know what? He doesn't know what he wants. He definitely doesn't want to be here, but he doesn't know what he wants either. So let's get out of this thing.
So I think it's a week from today. I want to say, is that final cuts? You got to get rid of, like, what, 37 guys or something like that, Tom? Is that the right timeline?
Yes. Next Tuesday at 4, I believe it is.
So
Quick Slants launches next Tuesday, too. So be ready for that. Okay. 15th season.
All right, I'm going to put that, make sure I record that just in case I miss it and I can follow back on it. But out of all the – I guess with all those guys that are going to get cut, is there anybody that you think would make the team that normally you wouldn't? Like the tight end Bell, who suddenly jumps into like a playing position because there's so many guys that are hurt.
Yeah, stay in that room and stay the tight end Mitch Wilcox. I would assume Bell is probably going to make it, given that he's a seventh round pick and it's. Or even at the very least, practice squad.
Yeah.
But the kid Mitch Wilcox, if Austin Hooper, and Hooper was back out of practice yesterday, but the availability of Hunter Henry is in some doubt as he deals with a leg injury. So I would think a guy like Mitch Wilcox, who has had probably the most inconsistent hands of anybody in camp, he would be a guy who I would look at and say, you know, he'll probably make the team. Other positions, by injury, I mean, there's going to be offensive linemen who are on this team that probably wouldn't make any other team in the league based upon their preseason performances. So, you know, if whoever the Liam Fornadell, whoever snapped that ball last week to Bailey Zappi, the gentleman, Liam.
Yeah.
Fornadell.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're in a position there on the offensive line where they have absolutely no center depth behind David Andrews. And that's one thing that we were talking about yesterday. I walked up to Mike Reese and Phil Perry as we're watching the practice, and you have May taking snaps from the second center. I can't remember who exactly it was. It wasn't Leverett. It might have been Fornadell. And I'm like, the ball gets back to him so slowly and so haphazardly that there's a level of concentration he has to spend on the shotgun snap that puts him about a half step behind in the routes. And this is where we're talking about the lack of preparation on the offensive line that's kind of hamstrung his development.
Tommy, is there or are there any veterans that are in danger of being let go? And I'll allow you to come up with your definition of veteran, because I know it isn't like the teams of years past. Maybe like a tenured player, I guess we could say, who might be in a little bit of danger of not making the roster. Is there anybody even like that?
I would imagine Tyquan Thornton might be on a little bit thin ice, but he's actually had, I would say, a B camp. He hasn't been out a ton. He missed a little bit of time with a soft tissue injury, but he's been back out there, and he's really their only full-on speedster that you would say, okay, he can really, you have to really pay attention to him because he can run past people. But otherwise, I would think that, you know, as a second-round pick going into his third season, he could be somebody because of his injury history that you look at and say, yeah, he might be in trouble. But, you know, really, other than that, there's injuries that have cropped up in spots that have, you know, certainly on the defensive line that have moved people up, offensive line as well. Tight end, no. But I got nothing. I mean, I haven't gone too in-depth right now. I mean, I'm kind of enmeshed in the quarterback stuff still,
right,
as opposed to potential cuts.
Let me ask you this. Where do you land on, say, the kicking situation? Because it's that appears to be a real competition, regardless of which way Mayo is feeling one day or another.
I think they're giving Joey Sly every chance to win the job, and I understand the logic behind that, mm-hmm, because they watched Chad Ryland be tremendously inconsistent and seemingly having a mental block at the end of last year because the kicks he was missing and how badly he was missing them were not tied to anything mechanical, one would think. It seemed like he just was not up to the pressure of it. So if you have a good camp from Sly, which he has absolutely had, and you release him and say, well, this guy was a fourth-round pick, Ryland, let's keep him, and Ryland starts missing kicks, you're going to say, why did I do that? I watched this last year. Why would I ever have done something I knew I had seen before and keep Chad Ryland? So I think they're giving Joey Sly every chance to win the job because they've already seen that Ryland can melt a little.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So we're talking to Tommy Kern, and Tom, I'm assuming that you heard some of the audio from Tom Brady last week during his Fanatics interview with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, I actually really like the receiver stuff that he discussed, but yes, I did.
Yeah, the receiver stuff. The other aspect was when he talked about teams who play quarterbacks too early, and it was almost an impassioned plea for them not to do it, at least from my perspective, and which brings me to Drake May with the whole idea that it's a real possibility that he's going to play. I just wonder, like, if Jerod Mayo either talked to Brady, confided in him, asked his advice, or saw that and said, you know what, like, I'm going to listen to the best that ever do it, and I'm going to stick with my plan, which I think ultimately started with him deciding not to force and rush him, and him being Drake May to play. Do you think that those two things are connected together at all?
I don't. I think that they're so committed to this prior to anything that Brady would have said. Maybe at some point over the Brady retirement ceremony, he might have emphasized that he thought they were doing the right thing and taking their time, but they really launched the entire May era saying it's going to take some time. And I think that Alex Van Pelt is indicating that throughout because, as Mayo said, he's the head coach of the offense in many ways. So I think he's not the deciding vote. I think Mayo is still the deciding vote, but he is going to give his input as to where his department stands. And his department is saying over and over again, as we see on the field, not ready yet. We don't want him out there yet. Take your time. I think Elliott Wolf is the same way. And I would imagine that ownership, too, while it has the feeling of we want to get him out there, we want to have fannies in the seats and enthusiasm and start to sparkle, they're also looking at it and saying, yep, we just had this with Mac. And Mac was a young player, and yes, he was okay in his first year, but once you put him into an adverse situation in the second year, he melted and was ruined. Zach Wilson, melted, ruined. Tua, nearly ruined. So they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So they don't want to ruin the third overall pick.
No, and Tommy, just quickly, I think one of the parts of the discussion that has been forgotten about is once you go with May, there is no turning back. So if he drowns early, it's not, well, we'll throw Jacoby in there and then rehab the kid. Not that you would have ruined him, don't get me wrong, but I kind of think when you make the call to go to May, you're really not going back. I don't know, maybe you see it differently.
No, they did that with that was the whole thing with Tua and Ryan Fitzpatrick a few years ago. And then Tua had to get benched. And we heard Tua's feelings on it this week as he talked about Brian Flores and the way he was treated and felt, you know, was even if you're not having Mayo or Alex Van Pelt telling Drake May, you suck every morning, as Tua says Brian Flores was doing with him, you still have a feeling of failure that you had in your rookie year that you're going to have to weather in some way. Look, again, I go back to Drew Bledsoe over and over and over again because there are so many similarities. I believe Bledsoe was 20, came into the league, Gresh, you were paying close attention to this franchise at the time, and he had the physical and mental makeup to weather it. He was very smart, mature, stoic, flat-line guy, and he could deal with it. Is May the same way? I would be inclined to say probably. But once you're exactly right, though. Once you make the move, you've made the move.
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, that, you know, with Bledsoe is he was a third-year junior who played a ton of football, and May is still trying to play catch-up in a lot of ways. Well, Tommy, it's always fun, friend. I know that you'll be on with Jones and Mego Thursday afternoon. Thank you, as always, and we will catch you down the road.
All right, guys. Great stuff. Thank you.
There we go. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Works left. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.